Good morning, and welcome to the Morning Dose. Everything you need to know before the market opens. Futures are pointing to a seriously green open, and it looks like we have two tech titans to thank for that.
Absolutely. Microsoft and Meta just dropped blockbuster earnings after the bell yesterday. I mean, Meta beat expectations by a whopping $1.26 a share. That sent the stock soaring over 12% in the pre-market.
And Microsoft wasn't far behind, right? The AI story just keeps delivering.
It really does. Microsoft beat on both the top and bottom lines, but the key number was Azure Cloud Services revenue growth. It came in at a stunning 39%. That's what has the Nasdaq futures up nearly 300 points this morning. It's a pure AI enthusiasm play.
So it's all systems go? Because yesterday felt heavy, especially after Fed Chair Powell spoke and threw some cold water on things.
That's the big but today. You're right. Powell's hawkish comments basically turned the probability of a September rate cut into a coin flip. So now we have this classic tug of war. Amazing tech earnings are pulling the market up, but these macro fears from the Fed are trying to pull it right back down.
It really feels like the market is at an inflection point, and it sounds like we're getting some key data today that could tip the scales.
A whole batch of it at 8:30 a.m. The big ones are the June Personal Consumption Expenditures Index, the PCE, and the second quarter Employment Cost Index. These are critical inflation gauges the Fed watches very, very closely. What they say today could absolutely dictate the market's direction.
Got it. So earnings, the Fed, and now major economic data. Anything else we need to watch?
Oh, yes. Trade developments are making headlines. We have a confirmed deal with South Korea, which is a positive. But talks with Canada seem stalled, and the August 1st tariff deadline with Mexico is looming. President Trump is speaking with Mexico's president today, so all eyes will be on that conversation.
Okay, let's talk about some of the other big movers. Besides the giants, who else is flying high this morning?
Carvana is having a monster morning, up over 16% on a solid beat and a positive outlook for Q3. And eBay is another one, surging 13%. They beat on earnings and revenue and got an upgrade to outperform, a real slam dunk for them.
But it's not all good news. I'm seeing a sea of red for some names, and it looks pretty brutal for one in particular.
Oh yeah, Align Technology is getting absolutely crushed. The stock is down almost 35% pre-market after a big miss and a guidance cut. And look at Ford. They actually beat expectations, but the stock is down because they warned that tariffs could slash $2 billion from their annual earnings. That ties right back into those trade worries we were just talking about.
Wow. So how should a trader approach a day like this? It feels like a minefield.
It's tricky. Under the surface, we're seeing money flow into defensive sectors like utilities, which tells you there's caution out there. For the S&P 500 ETF, SPY, watch support around 635. If we break that, look out below. For the NASDAQ ETF, QQQ, 578 is the key resistance to watch. A break above could signal this tech rally has legs.
Any final thoughts before the bell?
Yeah, one more thing. The Figma IPO priced at $33, well above its expected $25 to $28 range. It shows there's still a strong appetite for exciting new tech stories, but the main takeaway today is this. Be nimble. The tech earnings provide a powerful tailwind, but the macro data at 8:30 a.m. is the real test for the market. Don't get caught offside.
A classic battle between corporate earnings and the broader economy. Great insights. That's all the time we have for today. Thanks for tuning in to the Morning Dose, and have a great trading day.